hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio. The truth is on talk radio. Turn.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, on this Thursday, 18 September 08.
I like this because...
Wait a minute. There's something else playing in my ear. It's me. And I wasn't speaking. At any rate, I'd like to thank Dave Champion for sitting in for me yesterday. I went to the National Association of Broadcasters. Was going to be down there today again, but... business is business. We have to take care of things here at the network, so maybe I'll get a few hours to skate down there tomorrow. We will see. But again, thanks to Dave Champion for sitting in for me. You know, I heard him a couple of months ago. I was driving back from Sturgis, South Dakota, Ron Paul, Dealey Bob up there, and I heard Dave on XM satellite, and he's a big ardent Second Amendment supporter, but I thank him for sitting in for me today. A lot of stuff going on, folks. The questions are starting to be asked, albeit I would think, what's the old saying, shutting the barn door after the horse gets out, or is that when the barn's burning and the horse doesn't get out? At any rate... a lot of politicians fiddling around while Rome is burning, the latter-day Rome, known as the United States of America. And they're starting to talk tough and now ask questions. Well, this is after how much money did the Federal Reserve, the private bank corporation, pump into AIG and this bank and that bank? And, well, again, maybe after the horse left the barn. Chuckie Schumer is reading here. I'll get into this a little bit more. Chuckie Schumer wants a special account set up where that he can keep pumping money into these failing financial institutions. Of course, at taxpayer expense. Now, how does this work, folks? Where is it? Where is the sanity on Capitol Hill? That they're not looking at this and going, wait a minute, Fed Reserve, private corporation, we can't loan out money and then make the surety people, that's right, the American taxpayers, liable for that. That's like saying that they're liable for General Motors. Oh, but even GM and Ford and Chrysler is in on the borrowing deal. But take heart, folks, they'll be paying some 10, 11% in interest to pay back those loans from the government. Don't you feel better? But if along the way one of these guys defaults, guess who's on the hook for the loan? It's not the private company known as the Federal Reserve. It's you, the taxpayer. I don't know. Do I get something here? Do I get shares in General Motors? Do I get shares in AIG? The $85 billion bought 80% of the holdings of AIG. But what is the government doing holding an insurance corporation? Why are they the owners of a corporation? Why are they the major owners of an insurance corporation? Like Mussolini said toward the end of that war when they hung him in the town square, he'd been on record before, he was known as the fascist dictator. Well, Mussolini said, better defined, it's not fascism, it's corporatism. We'll be right back.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. the answer to AIDS, hepatitis, A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I guess what we have to do is go to the chief financial officer or the chief executive officer of the largest corporation in the world, which is, for all intents and purposes, ladies and gentlemen, bankrupt. Manny, can we go to our president here of United States, capitalized of America here? Here's President Bush on the financial meltdown.
The American people are concerned about the situation in our financial markets and our economy, and I share their concerns. I've canceled my travel today to stay in Washington, where I'll continue to closely monitor the situation in our financial markets and consult with my economic advisors. I spoke to Secretary Paulson this morning, and I will meet with him later on today. In recent weeks, the federal government has taken extraordinary measures to address the challenges confronting our financial markets. We've taken control of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, the home finance agencies, to help promote market stability and to ensure they can continue to play a role in helping our housing market recover. This week, the Federal Reserve acted to prevent the disorderly failure of the insurance company AIG, a development that could have caused a severe disruption in our financial markets and threatened other sectors of the economy. Yesterday, the Security and Exchange Commission took action to strengthen investor protections and step up its enforcement actions against illegal market manipulation. Last night, the Federal Reserve, in coordination with central banks around the world, took a substantial step to provide additional liquidity to the U.S. financial system. These actions are necessary, and they're important, and the markets are adjusting to them. Our financial markets continue to deal with serious challenges. As our recent actions demonstrate, my administration is focused on meeting these challenges. The American people can be sure we will continue to act to strengthen and stabilize our financial markets and improve investor confidence. Thank you.
That was it. That was the entire statement. He took some time off from his scheduled getting-out-of-town trips to address the nation on the financial meltdown in this country. Now, I find this to be a little anemic, don't you? He took his trip in the aftermath of Hurricane Ike to say, yeah, this is really a mess. The hurricane and its aftermath, folks, it looks like an orderly place compared to what is going on with the United States government and the Fed. I mean, there's no other way to put this. And there is, believe it or not, some criticism. Now, keep in mind, and I think in about 2 weeks' time, is it 2 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks, Congress takes a break because of impending elections here. They're going to walk out of the House. The House is burning, but they're going to get out. They'll be back, I think. But they're going to take a break. This financial crisis they keep talking about, the credit, now that they've termed this phrase credit crisis, and it's very interesting that they use that, and that's now the buzzword, and that's going to hold for some time to come, credit crisis. The full faith and credit in the institutions to loan you money. Okay, well, that doesn't sound so bad, except for the fact that it is this credit that they've been extending, that they've overextended, and everybody is drowning in debt because everybody has had quite a party. There is no more credit to lend. This thing is imploding. Now, as I said, House Republicans are criticizing U.S. action on crisis, and again, credit crisis. Bush administration's response to that turmoil in the financial markets has turned into a bailout mania and should be curtailed, a group of House Republicans said today. I'm glad they finally spoke. Oh, by the way, John McCain and Ms. Palin are now talking about it. Barack Obama is talking about it. But I wonder how this fits. I mean, if you take Barack Obama's speeches over the last, say, go back 2-3 weeks, and how he's going to fix things, and we are changed, and we're going to get to Washington, and we're going to make a change. All this was based on taxes. Whoops. We're going to raise taxes for more socialism, more government handouts. You know, Barack Obama, here's the deal. There's plenty of liquidity. There's plenty of money when the free market is left to be that, a free market. When you turn it into a socialist bailout system, you know, continuing along the lines of the New Deal, that you give to those who do not, that probably aren't deserving, and you take it out of those people's pocket that are deserving, because you see it was their imagination, their labor, their sweat equity that actually made it, and then you come in and you skim off the top, and then you give it to other people. Well, that's nice. If we were debt-free in this country, maybe the next giveaway might sound like a good idea for those in need. It's not a good idea now. They're having real problems here, folks. And they're dancing, as I said, whistling through the graveyard. They got their hands in their pockets, and there ain't no change. Enough is enough, said Representative Jeb Hensarling of Texas. It's time to bail out the American taxpayer from bailout mania. Now, a Republican study committee, a group of more than 100 self-described conservative lawmakers, released a letter today asking Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Shalom Bernanke and Secretary of Treasury Henry Hanky Panky Paulson to refrain from conducting any additional government finance bailouts for large financial firms. These massive federal bailouts have exposed taxpayers to literally tens of billions of dollars of new risk and created a moral hazard. I wish they'd stop using this term. There is nobody moral, and their lips should fall off when they use that word in Washington, D.C. But nevertheless, for the sake of the story, created a moral hazard where companies are absolved, not punished, for excessive risk-taking. Now, criticism of George W. by fellow Republicans suggests a growing backlash in Congress to the recent government interventions and highlights the president's increasing isolation as his term draws to a close. Maybe, just maybe, there'll be enough criticism and blowback coming from angry Congress critters that it might prevent George and the guy that got buried in the basement. What's his name? I haven't seen him in quite a while. Dick Cheney, I think it is. Yes, the mastermind war guy. Maybe there'll be enough blowback here that they'll be afraid to stick their head out of the gopher hole. Maybe they won't go into Iran, which, by the way, it's been reported to me, coming from individuals that have contacts pretty high up in the echelons of the military, it's not in the planning stage. It's not on the chalkboard, so to say. It is there and ready for a phone call, go to Iran. I mean, it's there. It's pre-staged and ready to go off like the rat trap. But I'm hoping somebody is not going to take the cheese. Now, wars are very expensive to take. Nothing's blown up here recently that we can't hang on Islamic fundamentalist terrorists. I do understand, it was told me just recently, that newspapers around the country are sending out DVDs to people. Now, I haven't seen a copy of this DVD. If anybody's got one of these things, I'd like to have it toot sweet. But they're actually mailing out DVDs describing the Islamic fundamentalist terrorist. Now, this is just more propaganda, folks, and I'll tell you what, this wishful thinking might become a waking nightmare if they keep doing this, doing what they've been doing in the Middle East, invading countries for absolutely no good reason and killing a million or so people off. Yeah, that might have a tendency to make somebody mad enough that they want to go to Allah, so they'll strap something on their chest and start blowing up people at random. That might happen. But to date in this country, that has not happened. Of course, we had the inside job 9/11/01, but we know the details on that one. So hopefully there's going to be enough blowback here to keep Georgie Porgy and his merry band of the renowned in the hidey hole and not going into Iran. We'll see. Bush said the American people can be sure we will continue to act to strengthen and stabilize our financial markets and improve investor confidence. The $50 billion they pumped into the stock market the other day to buy back bonds, yeah, that worked for, I think, 24 hours, and the market promptly dropped 500 points? See, this is how they handle stuff in Russia. You know, you get a market drop 18 to 20%, they just shut the damn market down for a day or two. You know, that's their cooling off period. Okay, everybody take a deep breath. We're suspending business. Everybody rethink themselves. The furor over the bailouts was triggered by a series of recent actions the Federal Reserve Board, which, with the support of the U.S. Treasury, invoked emergency powers to lend as much as $85 billion to American International Group, Inc. to save the insurance giant from collapse. Now, at the start of the week, Lehman Brothers Holding Inc. filed for bankruptcy after the government declined to save the company. That followed the bailout of Bear Stearns in March and the takeover of Fannie and Freddie Mac earlier this month. We're in the bailout business here, folks. The surety, the person that's on the hook to make sure these loans are paid, which is absolute insanity, because you know what goes along with the Fed stuff? The juice, baby. The interest. We'll be right back. And by the way, we have no interest in their interest. Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. I've got Kurtman from goldismoney.com. Hello, Kurtman.
Hi, John. It's actually goldismoney.info. Pretty interesting site for those of your audience that have never looked at it.
All right.
Hey, were you watching the last 30 minutes of that close today?
No, I was not.
Well, I'll tell you, an interesting thing. The Dow... I mean, we came from 123 points down and moseyed on up. And about the last 30 minutes, the Dow starts going berserk. But in the end, there was not a single stock in the Dow that was down. Every single one was green. And that don't happen. And matter of fact, markets don't move the way that market today moved. And the only thing that could have done that is the Fed buying. And the Fed bought today, and they bought hard. And they bought the whole index and bringing everything within it up, like you see. If you open up the Dow and look at all the 30 companies in it. But what people don't understand is where this money, where they're getting their money from. And I know you're making a making a hard effort to try to get people to get it through people's head that this is all their money, and these people keep taking their future away and their children's future away. But I am just appalled at the amount of people that don't even give a damn about this. They're not even concerned. I mean, people's children are being sold into servitude mm-hmm. every single day, mm-hmm. and they're cheering because the market went up 400 points.
Yeah, these are the people that would sell their own grandmothers if it would get them out of debt. And Kurt, man, look, day before yesterday, you know, I read some Bloomberg people with the man on the street interviews were asking people, you know, well, what do you think about this? And, well, people were confused and they weren't quite sure. But I'm sure that, you know, going in and bailing these people out to stabilize markets might be a good thing. And I'm listening to this dribble. And you're right. These people just don't understand what exactly is happening. And we can boil this down to its simplest denominator, its simplest terms. And that is, this is corporate fascism. This is the melding of private corporations with the federal government, and it's happening right under their nose, and they don't even know it.
Yeah, what I get is, I get from people, when I try to explain something to them, they either, you're either crazy, or depending on what the market does that previous day or is doing at that time, you're either crazy they're mad at you because you're right, and that drives me nuts. I mean, it puts me over the edge because if you look, you can go back and look at this thing, and you don't even have to go back too far, the last 4 months, but it goes back for, you know, for years here, all the way back to 2001. But you can go back the last few months, and you can look and see what is happening here and the pattern that is right there before your eyes, and they cannot comprehend that. And when that is very alarming to me, because what we see is in a country where we are expecting at some point for people to say enough is enough. I mean, they wheeled Schumer out here today. At the same time, they started buying the Dow. The Fed starts buying the Dow. They wheel Schumer out here. He starts spieling his propaganda all over the whole world to listen, and they attack gold and silver. I mean they attacked it hard, mm-hmm. and of course it'll rebound. I'm not too concerned about that. I'm sick of the game, but in the meantime, $180 billion they've injected now here, and people don't even know where that money's coming from.
Well, see, and Russia's a little bit behind us. They're now into the bailout phase of their financial institutions. But we're a little bit further ahead in this game than they are. Now we're just going in and directly bailing out private companies. And people, you're right, people are not getting this. They're being told. And they're taking this on faith. Because if they get any financial news off of the major news sources, it's somewhere sandwiched in between the latest John McCain whistle stop or Barack Obama, or let's have a little bit more drama here about Palin and who's trying to attack her and for what political reasons. And then we go off into nonsensical dribble stories. So Kurtman, the people aren't getting the full picture behind this. And here's part of the problem and the underlying reason why they are not. They're not familiar with their own form of government and how it's supposed to function. They have been brought up literally suckling in the world where they think entitlements is a good thing. That they think that socialism, albeit controlled, but we don't call ourselves socialists, is somewhat good. That the people that have so much should give a little. This is their mindset. So this is not setting off alarm bells in their heads. They're still going, yeah, go on, Barack Obama, you know, and his brand of socialism. I mean, this is absolutely insane. But does it not demonstrate to you the level of understanding of the people in this country? Does it not spell out disaster and stupidity?
Well, absolutely it does, and this is why I say I find this incredibly alarming, because these are the same people that we are expecting to make the right decision down the line here when we're up against the wall. I mean, it is time to either throw these people out in the streets or make some change
Hang on a second. I got to take the break here. Hang on. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Kurtman, here's something else to consider. The Treasury yields, the Treasury bonds, is at a 54-year low. Now,
right.
Now, if we're taking a look at how does the government function, well, they don't make any money. Nobody, and all this hot air and all this work that our Congress critters do over in D.C., it produces nothing, nothing of value. So in order to run the government, which I think the tab is around $3 billion a day to make this behemoth function, we've got to sell Treasury bonds. But there's a small problem here. The yield on these things is down to a 54-year low. Who exactly is going to be dumb enough to buy these treasuries so the government can continue to function?
Nobody. They've already stopped buying. I sent an article to Bob Chapman this morning about that. Even the foreign governments are unfunding this band of thieves, and rightly so. Touching back on what we were discussing a minute ago, we have a culture here of panty waste in this country, and they can't even come together, enough of them come together behind Ron Paul, and they listen to this stuff coming from one brain dead candidate. I mean, I can't even believe he can be that the Republican Party hasn't even thrown him out.
Which brain dead guy are we talking about? McCain?
McCain, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And because, you know, I hear him say that the AIG should not, never, that we shouldn't, it's not our place to be there, which it isn't. We should have let him hit the ground. We should have let him go. And then today he's coming out there saying, oh, we need to save these people.
Mm-hmm.
We got to start saving these institutions. Mm-hmm. What is that all about? I mean, this guy can't even remember what he said an hour earlier. And then on the other side, we've got the complete, there's two roads. And they both lead to the same place, and we're not going to get nowhere if we head that way. And our country won't even get behind one man who come out there and told him the truth. What is going to happen when the crap hits the fan and people got to stand up and make a decision? And these people, like you say, they have that entitlement mentality. These people cannot come up. They're going to be, these people will roll. We have no fight left in this country, and nobody is going to stand up and defend themselves against these terrorists that we have running it at this time. I'm really disappointed in what we've become, and you know, makes other places look a little better, but we're not welcome there.
Well, Kurtman, yeah, no kidding. Yeah, everybody wants to run, but there's no place to run because the United States that once was literally, whether you subscribe to our form of politics or you like the way we ran the country or how we parted our hair, it didn't matter, but we were the envy at one time of the entire planet, you know, not only for our ability to create wealth, but living conditions and standard of living and freedom. And, you know, this literally, and I kid you not, Kurt, man, before even Walt Disney created Disney World, that's what these people thought the United States was, that the streets were literally paved with gold. We had so much wealth, so much freedom. This was, to them, a mecca. And many of these people came to this country and joined in the party, and really they found out for themselves it wasn't just a fairy tale, it was true. America is truly great. Now we're the greatest debtor nation on the face of this planet, but now we're going further in debt, bailing out the people that helped get us there in the first place. Kurtman, I run out of adjectives. I've run out of descriptive terms in which to call this because it's almost indescribable.
That's a fact. I mean, that today, right there today, you see them, the Fed is using your servitude, your children's, they're putting them in bondage to buy up this Dow. At the same time, they're selling out, they're selling their shares, and they're selling into it, and they're getting out, and their money's going somewhere safe, you know, but in the meantime, our children are going to be sitting here paying this. There's nothing there. There's nothing in Social Security. We've aborted over 40 million people. Well, I'm not saying that I'm for pro life or that's a non-issue at this point of the game. But we don't have the tax base to continue paying the Social Security for what's coming at us, and there's nothing in the coffers.
But the bigger boogeyman about that is not even the Social Security, Kurtman. It is the Medicare and Medicaid, that the payoffs are going to have to be made on that. And there were people, as you said earlier, like Mr. Ron Paul, he came in with an idea on Social Security. He said, let's take this fund, which isn't really a fund because they just throw it into a general slush fund and spend it. Your retirement that you supposedly pay into, that's supposed to be there in an account, that they go in there and rob it on a regular basis, but let's stop doing that. Let's take the money, put it into an account, a lockbox account, and maybe we can draw a little bit of interest. Yeah, that's a joke, but it's being ate up by inflation, but that's another argument. But let's at least do this and then give people the option of getting out of this. Let's not make this a mandatory program. And here's something else that people do not understand, that when they get their paychecks, the government is right in there with a business demanding that they pay into the Social Security fund for a retirement account that's broke, that you wouldn't want anyhow, because there's no payout on the damn thing.
Right. Well, I'm behind Ron Paul. I'm still going to vote if I have to write him in, Ron Paul. I don't know if there's going to be a spot out here where I'm at to write him in. I'm not going to vote for either one of these other two bananas. I have to vote my conscience. I have to vote what's best for my country. If it's a wasted vote, I have one of my best friends that told me he thinks I'm crazy. He says, no, there's no way. You haven't got a choice. I did this with Bush. You either go, you have to go with Bush or look at the, you have to take the worst of two evils. We're going to have either Kerry. Before that, it was Gordo.
Right.
I mean, come on, give me a break. And I'm not going to do that again.
I voted
for Bush. I'm first to admit it. I had to vote for that guy. I didn't, but I'm not going to do it again.
Well, I would certainly hope not. And let me venture a guess here. In the last 8 years since, Georgie Porgy has taken office. I know that you've seen what's come down. I would venture to say that you've made some investment in your own personal safety as far as maybe putting food back and some reserves of gold and maybe a little bit of lead. I don't know. I'm surmising here. But let me suggest something to you. Your friend that's not listening to you, the one that's not going to have any food on his plate, that's probably mortgaged up to his eyeballs, maybe has personal debt, whatever, but whatever he's got's going to run out real fast. And one of these days, he's going to come knocking on your door. And I'll tell you, let's have a little fun with him. Let's do this. Cook him up a batch of white rice and let's spoon feed him a little bit. But he only gets to get spoon fed if he sits and he listens and he understands what you've been trying to tell him for how long.
He's retired Coast Guard, so mm-hmm. he's been out for about 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you what, he has listened to that point. So he's got himself covered. And I'm okay. And if you go on on the website and you look, you'll see that there's a lot of like-minded people here. And, there is a lot of people that know what's going on.
Goldismoney.info. Kurtman, I appreciate you calling in.
Okay. Hey, one more thing,
yeah.
John. I know you probably got other listeners here, but, we really got to get this message out. And I just like to appeal to some of your listeners to send in to Coast to Coast AM and ask them to please request John Stattmiller to come on the show. And if you get a chance to do that, I think they will call you. Send it to Lisa. She's the director down there, program director, and she responds. And if enough people will do this, we could get you and maybe you could touch on some of the legislation that's been passed and some of these other matters on here.
Kurtman, I would have so much fun doing that. I've spoken to Lisa before. She asked me the question, basically, what's your hook? What are you going to talk about? I said, geez, I don't know. I can give you 15 years resume here of what I've done, what I've talked about. I said, but if you want to boil this down to maybe I'm a 9/11 guy or I'm a this guy or that guy, I said, Phil Donahue tried to do that to me one time, and his producer wanted me to play the angry white man, and I said, I'm not going to do that. But if people want me on there, call in, email them over there.
Let's overwhelm them with requests to get you on there and maybe even bring Bob Chapman in as a part of that show.
Full show
on there, because that radio station hits so many places around the globe that if there's only one way we got to have a chance on pulling this country out of the mess it's in, and that is to get the word out. You're doing a great job right there. The whole network's doing a great job, but the problem is they're shutting us out of a lot of airspace out there that we should be getting.
I couldn't agree with you more, Kurtman.
Okay,
Kurtman,
thanks a lot.
I thank you. I thank you so much. By the way, you got an email for Mr. Norrie over there or Lisa?
Well, just go to Coast AM
mm-hmm.
and just look up any one of them. Norrie, preferably Norrie. Lisa's email's on there too.
Okay,
there's a whole list on the side right there. I don't have it right off.
Well, I'll give it another shot trying to get on his program. He's interviewed Alex Jones probably a dozen times. Other people that have been associated with this network and past networks that I was a part of. Steve Quayle has been on there numerous times. You know, I'm the granddaddy of this thing. I'm the grand poobah, so let's see if they'll put me up.
On there, but they don't give Alex much time anymore.
Yeah.
And I understand why, but I won't go into that. But they had Steve Quayle on there. He gets a good long show on there.
Mm-hmm.
You're certainly worthy of a good long show, the whole show. And if people just heard that some of this legislation that Bush has passed, I'm still waiting for that hammer to drop. We're running out of time. He's running out of time to start using some of that. And he didn't pass all that legislation for no reason at all.
That's right.
So keep yourself covered there.
I'll keep my powder dry, my friend.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Thank you, Kurt, man. I appreciate it. Goldismoney.info. John in Winnipeg. Hello, John. We'll take your call immediately here.
Hey, John. Yeah, well, you know, we're lacking in accountability, and accountability is found through understanding or intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Social Security, for example, you're getting 2% interest on your trillion-dollar deposit. Bush has stolen $700 billion out of those accounts. Now, those kind of truths people get terrified of because there's no maybe you're wrong. Well, no, it's a mathematical certainty that $700 billion were taken out of those accounts. So we want accountability, and Ron Paul's got lots of great ideas. He just lacks in understanding how to bring about justice for ourselves, and it's not just Ron Paul. I mean, Palin told us that Russia attacked Georgia unprovoked. Well, she lied, and nobody on TV and barely nobody on the radio is saying, well, how can she get away with that? How can she be that ignorant on this subject matter, considering she's all prepared to send America to war against Russia because, hey, they're attacking a democracy, and how can we live with this, these lies? I mean, she tells us today, she says only a liberal would support increasing taxes, and in her state, she charges rape victims money to pay for their rape kits, and their rape charges in the state are the highest of the nation, so you got more women being raped there. And she says the reason she fired this guy, this Troopergate situation, was because he wanted to increase investigations on sexual assaults, including sexual assaults against children. I mean, this is madness that she can say these things, and the TV goes, well, you know, that's just her opinion. You know, it's that liberals against her.
But, John, you know, do you expect, I mean, this is a three-ring circus. I mean, you got the clown act going on. You got the high wire act going on. You've got something else going on in the other ring. Do we expect anything else?
Well, we can. Like with banking, for example. People just do not understand that the bank isn't covering the loan. So we don't have to talk about anything else but the fact that if, in, for example, ninja loans, the bank will give out, you know, whatever, $20 million loan to a person who has no identification and no job. Now, why do you think they do that? Because they don't have to cover the loan. You as the sucker.
That's
the
right.
American worker have to cover the loan.
That's right.
You know? So
well,
that'll never be mentioned, my friend.
You know, John, I mean, all we have to do is go back to Tsarist Russia before the commies took over.
Right.
And what was the one thing? Remember what they called them? The bourgeois?
Right, bourgeoisie.
You know, yeah, the bourgeoisie. What did we have to do? Well, we had to destroy those people. That was the middle class. What is happening in this country right now? What has been going on for a lot of years, but it's gone on an accelerated rate for the last 8 years? And that's the destruction of the middle class. And now, with anybody that's still out there living and breathing and able to make a buck, these people have put us on the hook for that, for that money.
Well, but largely it's because a criminal fraud is going unapprehended.
Yeah.
I mean, this goes back, as you say, I mean, we can look back for the Federal Reserve, I guess it's 1916 or 14 or whatever, but even with Enron, understand, Enron stole I don't even know what the total is, but it's over $100 billion in pension funds and other assets. And nobody seized the cash. The FBI traced it to bank accounts in the Cayman Islands. Cayman Islands said they were willing to cooperate, but the politicians in power and whatever commission it was says, well, we're not going to pursue that avenue. So you didn't get any of your stolen money back, and everybody goes, oh, you lost your money to the market. Well, they walked away with the cash, and it wasn't an accident, as it's constantly sold, these collapses. It was a direct criminal action.
It is.
And we know exactly how the whole thing came down. They faked the numbers on the total board. They moved the real assets out of the company and then just made these fictions. And that's what's going on in the banking industry. All these guys are seizing the real money and just leaving the fictions there to fall down. And you go, that's your money. We take our cash. And now you're going to lose not only your life savings, but the government's going to come in and so-called bail it out. Where does the cash go? Where's the concern for the victims on the street who are told, well, it's your fault you took this mortgage, but the people don't understand that they were scammed, that the banking industry isn't operating in the interest of the public. They're operating in the interest of their private interests. It only makes sense in a capitalist society, but banking is a very unique a very unique instrument to regulate our abilities for cash to move freely about without exchanges between
extortion.
Our buying and selling. They're doing that. They're capitalizing.
John, slow down a second. I got to get a word in edgewise here. I know you're fired up. It's extortion. What you're actually saying here is extortion. And the thing I find fascinating that recently happened, they admitted yesterday, I was watching the news, that, you know, maybe we're going to cut down this loan to the big three automakers to $25 billion. Well, they got $25 billion last year. It was guaranteed to them last year. They're asking for $25 billion. They wanted $50. But wait a minute. Don't worry. The auto company is going to pay that money. They need it for R&D purposes and whatever. And they made a point of saying that, well, they're going to have to repay the Fed, I think, about 11% interest rate. Have you heard any interest rates being bandied about to all these bailouts they're making?
Yeah, well, they've said isn't it 14.9 or something like that? Or
I have not heard one mention, not one peep about an interest rate. But here's the deal. This is the private corporation loaning the money out at no matter what interest. We are on the hook. Guido's juice is still running. We're on the hook for that interest as well as that supposed principal that they're loaning out.
And when they bring in the intelligent folks, our politicians who are supposed to be debating these things in their rooms, all you got to do is look at the career of Phil Gramm. He took $200,000. Now, in your country, you call it a lobby payment.
Right.
In the rest of the world, it's called a cash bribe, and it's supposed to be a criminal offense.
John, hold on a second. I know you got a lot in. I got to take this break. Just hold on a second. We'll take the break. We'll come back. We'll take more of your calls today. 800-313-9443. We got a lot of deer in the headlights out there today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with colds, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our Doomsday Water Filter System. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say the joker to the thieves.
That's the government talking to the banks, the jokers to the thieves. John, are you an American citizen or are you Canadian?
I'm a Canadian, yeah. Okay. But, you know, we suffer from the same, you know, the same afflictions. I mean, you know, if one of these days when we get better acquainted, I'd love to talk about hypnosis or suggestion. Like, I see everybody is susceptible to suggestion, and it plays a major part in why we suffer around the world. But I was just going to quickly just touch on Phil Gramm, where in his public information, he received a cash bribe of $200,000 and decided to deregulate Enron so they could exchange. There were laws already in place saying they couldn't do this, but he got rid of those laws with his bribe. And because there's no absolute in our universe, so he'll find a reason to argue it's a good thing somehow, some way. But the law's there to protect yourself. So Enron and their buddies, as Phyllis Bennis did a show on Counterspin years ago, got into real an hour talking about how this went down, and they'd sell a huge megawatts of power back and forth amongst themselves, because it's, again, just like the banking, the public's on the hook. So if they sell, I'm going to sell you this bundle of energy for $20 million, I'll buy it back off you for $25 million, I'll sell it back to you for $30 million, go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And as a consequence, you had blackouts in California, so because you're sending all this power back and forth for nothing, it only serves their interest to pocket the increases that go into, that are paid for by the California citizenry, of which at that time, and still probably they're still suffering, quadrupled, as much as quadrupled their hydro rates. Now, he got rid of that law, and he'll argue till his deathbed to say, oh, it's a good thing. So all Californians lose, who knows what the totals are, probably hundreds of billions of dollars. But he'll say it was worth it. Look, sure. If he doesn't take the $200,000, he's going to be out $200,000, man. So that's what I'm saying about all these guys looking out for our interests as politicians behind closed door meetings with lobbyists who just pay, right out front, give them cash. I'm just going to pay you money and you take my position. Don't think of whether it's good or bad.
Right.
How are you going to win on this?
Right.
And everybody else loses.
Well, and now what's really scary about this, you know, we in this country, we're famous for distrusting our politicians. But now we've taken the politicians and now we've just taken the government and then wrapped it up with corporate interest, private corporate interest.
Yeah.
Which is even more scary. I mean, how many years did we talk about, reforming how people are lobbied and this, that, and the other? Forget that. The lobbyists are now sitting in their laps.
Yeah.
You know,
running things. In fact, in Texas, the lobbyists actually write the bills for the government to come in and
that's
sign.
Right.
They don't even do anything. They just sign the documents. Okay, yes, sir. Thank you. Where's my cash?
That's exactly right. And this is going to come. There's no way around this. This thing is going to collapse. The government, the Fed Reserve, the government can't back this. The Fed Reserve can't pump enough money into this to save this sinking ship. So, but people are getting paid off on this deal. And when it collapses, their offshore bank accounts are not going to be, there's not going to be any deductions out of that. Their money is going to be free and clear. And I don't know. John, you guys haven't had a civil war up there. You've had some scraps with the French up there and so on and so forth.
Yeah, they've been fake, though. Usually they're fake.
Yeah. And
they want to create divisions among our society.
Sure. And that's exactly what's been going on in this country for a lot of years. John, I appreciate your call.
All right, thanks, buddy.
All right, well, you take care up there. All right. I'm out of breath. Just listen to him. I mean, this guy. All right. We'll take this break. Come back on the other side. Get into what Bob Chapman has to say here. And he's throwing around some colorful verbiage, and I will not edit it out. I will give it to you straight from the horse's mouth. And here's a guy that spent, I don't know how many years, intelligence, counterintelligence. He told me one time, if I told you what I did, I'd have to shoot you. And then spent about 25 years on Wall Street, so he has seen firsthand how this works inside and out. And we'll get to some of that information. A lot of stuff to go over here yet, folks. Don't go away. We'll be back second hour right after this.
Gold has been.